Welcome to Watches and Wonders 2024. I'm here at the TAG Heuer booth. My name's Nicholas Biebeck. I'm the Heritage Director for TAG Heuer, and I'm very pleased to share with you the latest iteration of the Monaco. Truly a crown jewel in our collection, really the next halo product for the Maison. And you've been listening already to the previous episodes of our podcast. You've heard what has led up to this moment, from the introduction of the Monaco in 1969, through to the amazing relaunch in 1997, and on today, through to this incredible Monaco split-second chronograph. The watch is an outcome of more than 2.5 years of development with an incredible team of collaborators who've worked closely together, truly with a great love of fine watchmaking and an incredible understanding of what 164 years of history at TAG Heuer can be distilled down into. The watch, in fact, is the first mechanical split-second chronograph ever created by TAG Heuer. And if we can talk a little bit more around what a split-second chronograph is, or a rattrapant, many of you will be familiar with a chronograph. This is a complication added to a watch which allows you to start, stop, and reset the movement of the chronograph hand. So what we can do is we can start the chronograph mechanism, and much like a traditional chronograph, we can also stop it and start it once again. But the real party trick of this watch is that when we press the pusher at 9 o'clock, there is a second chronograph hand that will stop. It will mark a designated time, yet the other chronograph hand will continue running. And where this is extremely important is if you're at a Formula One race and you have your first and second place drivers, you want to record their lap times. You can start the chronograph as they pass the start finish line for the first lap. And once they hit the start finish line again, you can stop one hand to indicate the first position and stop the second hand to indicate when the second position has passed the finish line, giving you the difference between the two cars. So really an incredible useful complication, but more importantly for us, it really speaks to our amazing DNA connecting us to the world of motorsport. And for many people, the rattrapant is often referred to as the king or the queen of complications. It's extremely difficult to make in a fine watchmaking standard, and we're incredibly proud to have been able to present this watch. It's really a definition of the future direction for the brand, a really exciting moment for us, and laying down some new codes, which we're excited to debut in some collections in the future as well. And what makes this case so special is this incredible combination of both titanium and sapphire. You can't really say that it's made of one or the other. It's really 50% of both when you consider it by mass. And this amazing, huge sapphire case back that allows you to see the movement as such an incredible perspective. It gives you a whole new realization of what goes into making an incredible movement like this. And also when we look at the top crystal, it shares many of the codes of the original 1153. So we've got this curve running from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock on the crystal and this straight edge running from top to bottom. This is exactly a code that carries over from the very, very first generation of Monaco. And it really allows us to imagine if the Monaco had existed continuously for the past 55 years, what this overall iteration would have looked like and how we would have arrived at a watch like this today, really at the very pinnacle of what TAG Heuer is capable of. Thank you very much for joining me here today at the TAG Heuer booth during Watches and Wonders 2024. I do hope you have the chance to join us in person, but no doubt please keep following our updates on social media and on our websites to get a direct view of the action of what's happening on the ground in Geneva. Thanks for joining me.